from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In tonight's programme, an exclusive interview with embattled Haitian President General Prosper Avril. He says he will not bow to opposition demands and step down this weekend. He maintains he'll see Haiti through the electoral process. And we'll have a live opposition reaction to what President Avril has to say. I'm Sonia Fraser and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Haiti's military ruler, General Prosper Avril, says he will not step down from power as many of the opposition groups in the country have been demanding. In an interview with BBC Caribbean Report today, he said that such a move would be unconstitutional and could threaten the stability of the country. From Port-au-Prince, here's Jerry Timmins.
Walking into the National Palace in the centre of Port-au-Prince, there's nothing to remind you of the sense of crisis in the rest of the country. Soldiers slouch on every corner, their weapons in their hands. The palace guard are everywhere. The palace is effectively their garrison. Two anti-aircraft guns sit on the vast lawn in front of the building, above the concrete bunkers which provide shelter from any attack. The palace is a fortress, a gleaming white symbol of the power of the army. This week, a group of 12 political parties called on General Avril to step down to make way for an interim civilian government which would take the country to free and fair elections. When I talked to the general, he made it clear that he has no intention of going.
Maintenant, en ce qui concerne ce qu'ils avaient demandé, je crois qu'il y a toujours matière à négociation.
Insofar as what they demanded at the beginning, I can say that I have already fulfilled a number of those conditions. Now they are asking for my resignation. It's a very serious step that they have taken. I personally think that the best way to change a government is through the electoral process. If I left hurriedly in a precipitous manner, it would create a lot of turmoil in the country.
General Avril says that he has asked for technical assistance with the electoral process from the United Nations and the Organization of American States, and he wants a team of international observers to monitor the elections themselves. He says that he expects the OAS to agree and that he's already heard from the United Nations, who have laid down three conditions.
Les trois conditions sont, premièrement, que les leaders...
One condition in this message is that those leaders, those political leaders who left the country on the 20th of January, should be able to return to the country. The second condition is that they, once returning, will have the necessary protection so that they can participate in elections. And the third condition is that these elections be, in fact, well democratically organized.
General Avril says that these conditions are perfectly acceptable to him. He further guarantees that he will not be a candidate in the elections, in spite of prominent graffiti all over Port-au-Prince declaring Vive Avril pour 5 ans, or May Avril last for 5 years. The vast majority of political parties in Haiti have said that they will not take part in the elections. Many ordinary people have told me that they won't register either. Mass demonstrations are threatened to try and bring down the military government. I asked General Avril how he would control such demonstrations. Would he be prepared to kill people?
No, no. Nous n'avons jamais vu ça dans notre...
No, no, it's not at all our idea. We are not going to fall into such methods. We are Christian, but in all things we have to consider the will of the people. If it is the will of the people, I will not resist the will of the people.
The general insists he's ready to talk to the opposition, but he's made it clear that he will not meet their main demand, which is his departure. In this atmosphere of confrontation, the current election timetable is slipping. Voter registration should have begun last month, but it hasn't. It will probably take another 9 weeks or so. That means the deadline for local elections will almost certainly be missed. The general says he's flexible on the electoral timetable, but is calling on the international community to come and help him out of the current deadlock. But can he guarantee elections by next February?
Oh, oui, définitivement. Ça ne peut pas attendre février de l'année prochaine.
Elections cannot not take place, and for that we count very much on the international community to bring people to reason, to have them come and sit around a table so that we can go ahead with elections.
Jerry Timmins reporting. We've just heard from President Prosper Avril, and joining me live on the line from Miami is one of the Haitian opposition leaders in exile, Robert Leger. He's a member of Haiti's Agricultural and Industrial Political Party. Robert, good evening and welcome to Caribbean Report. First of all, what's your reaction to what you've just heard?
Good evening. I have to make a comment about Mr. Avril talking about the Constitution. Mr. Avril forget that he's a byproduct of a regime of Duvalier who have been unconstitutional. He's a byproduct of a coup d'etat which took place 2 years ago. And he knows already that it is now too late for him to make any opening whatsoever to the opposition. Avril is now condemned to live in disgrace. Concerning his remarks regarding his opening to the Organization of American States of the United Nations, perhaps Mr. Avril do not understand the diplomatic language. In February 20, he was condemned by a resolution of the American Congress. On February 22, he was also condemned by the State Department. On February 23rd, he was condemned by the Organization of American States and all the countries of the Caribbean, of Latin America, of Canada, the United States.